It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. There's music in the kitchen today. I want to share with you music chosen by my colleagues. I asked everyone in the newsroom to choose their favorite piece, or at least one of their all-time way up at the top of their favorites list pieces, and my good colleagues did their best. Today, we'll hear music chosen by Rosalind Himes and Laura Angela Bagnetto. If you listened to the last Music in the Kitchen program, you heard our colleague Christina Okello singing My Favorite Things. Christina sits right by where Rosalind, Laura, Angela, and I were talking, and I told them about Christina singing on the show, who once again joined in. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. yours is a little better than ours.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time controlling these women. I'm with two of possibly our nuttiest journalists in the newsroom. That would be Rosalind Himes, who is, you know, from Cinephile and Culture in France. She's an international specialist. And Laura Angela Bagnetto, who has the podcast Africa Stories in the 55 and does mainly African stories. Yep. Hello, ladies.
Real stories as well.
Hello. Yeah, real, you know, news.
Yes.
Okay. Laura Angela, how long have you been here in France?
In France, 12 years.
And how long with us?
11.
And Rosalind?
Ages. to both those questions. The answer is ages.
Okay. Come on, tell us. How long have you been in the newsroom?
Close to 30 years, Susan.
Hard to believe, isn't it? But true.
It is hard to believe. And listeners, that's probably why she's so nutty. Laura Angela was just born that way.
Well, the service has been going almost 60 years, I think, something like that.
Is that right?
Maybe more than.
In fact, I didn't even know. Uh-huh. Okay, let's start with you. Rosalind, what's your favorite piece?
It's a really difficult choice because I'm so very old that obviously I have loved very many pieces of music and songs over time, and each piece goes with a different stage of my life. I do admit that the songs from The Sound of Music, like These Are a Few of My Favorite Things, is of course one of them. It's so terribly jolly. And then there are all the David Bowie songs, and then he himself had lots of different musical and artistic phases. So probably for each one of those phases, I have a favorite. I like not only the music, but also his lyrics. I think he really was a poet. And the way he used his words and played with them was something quite magical, very often penetrating and food for thought about our lives and times and loves and dislikes and all sorts of things. So I'd say that one of them was Life on Mars.
That's such a great song.
You're not expecting me to sing this, are you?
No,
you don't have to sing it. Okay, so let's listen to it.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a
their life on Mars. It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the lawman, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
was Life on Mars, written and sung by David Bowie, the favorite piece of RFI English journalist Rosalind Himes.
Laura Angela, what's your favorite song?
He's not my favorite guy, although I'd love him, but my favorite song is Weeping Willow by Alton Ellis, the grandfather of Rocksteady. He's a rock star. I love this song so much.
And I can tell you, she does, because when she played it for me earlier today, she started dancing around the newsroom.
I love this song because it's so bittersweet, because life is bittersweet. He's singing these beautiful words, and he's telling the weeping willow not to cry for him because he found his love. But it's still a very sad song, and it's a beautiful song because he's happy, but he's also probably a bit sad. And it celebrates Jamaica as well, so that's always a good thing.
That is always a good thing. Let's share it.
They say that the ones that tear us falling, though we look, rise eternally. Cry not for me, my willow tree. Don't shed your tears eternally, 'cause I need your tears no more. No more. So baby, wear my weeping willow, and if we never meet again, cry not for me, my willow tree. Don't shed your tears
Weeping Willow, sung by Alton Ellis, Laura Angela Bagnetto's favorite piece of music.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
This is an Owen's Bees Cooking.
On Radio France International.
Mmm, yummy!
Earlier, when we were talking about singing, Laura Angela sang a bit of a little song she sang when she was very frightened. She refers to Dan, that's her husband. And of course, we have to listen to that one too.
Let's see. The night is young and the moon is high. The stars are up, are high up in the sky. It's about a tomato that's going to become ketchup, and so... It's about that. It goes, hang on, hang on tonight, hang on, things will be all right, you can make it fine. Anyway, I forget the words now. I actually sang it when we were, like, on a moped on a cliff, and the wind was horrible, and Dan's like, just sing the song. So I sang it, so, like, because I was, like, crying because I was afraid we're going to be blown off. But anyway, I have to play it for you. You have to hear it. It's really cute.
Well, maybe we should put it on the program. That's Laura Angela Bagnetto.
It's very cute, but it's not Alton Ellis. I don't sing like Christina. I'm like...
None of us sing like Christina.
I sing out of fear. Like, I'm like, oh, so I was singing its song, but...
Someday will come one day soon too.
Little Tomato, sung by Pink Martini. Laura Angela Bagnotto's song to sing when she is frightened. Hey, takes all kinds, right? That's all for today's Music in the Kitchen, RFI English Journalist's Music Favorites. I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure and tune in next week to hear our Chef's Choice, favorite music chosen by our Head of Service, Daniel Singleton, and our Deputy Head of Service, David Coffey. I'm putting together Music in the Kitchen shows with your request, too, so send them in. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Okay, my friends, it's time to get all these singers and musical instruments out of the kitchen. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and I look forward to having you with me next week for another Music in the Kitchen, RFI English Journalist's Music Favorites with Daniel Singleton and David Coffey. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. Talk to you soon. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well. Do good work and stay in touch.